friends, we can all listen to the Sunny Side of Sports.
Great show, bro. This is Sunny Side of Sports.
Right here on the Voice of America.
Voice of America.
This is VOA's Sonny Young in Washington. Happy Friday and Happy New Year. Nigeria's Minister of Youth and Sports tops the January 3rd edition of the Sunny Side of Sports. Sunde Dare was appointed minister in August 2019. Our Voice of America listeners will remember, before his ministerial appointment, Sunde Dare was the chief of the VOA's Hausa service from 2001 to 2009. Minister Dare's agenda for 2020 includes improving Nigeria's sports infrastructure. In an interview with Iron Mike Mbonye, Nigeria's youth and sports minister said the country needs better sports facilities.
When I took over as Minister of Youth and Sports Development, I spent the first 2 months going around the country, basically looking at the facilities that we have. And it is very clear that for a long time, our sporting facilities have suffered neglect. And that also affected sports development across the country. So it became important that we needed to have an infrastructural regeneration, some kind of facility rationalization in terms of operating our sporting facilities, maintaining them and managing them properly. Now, we have gone out in the drive to bring private money in infrastructure development when it comes to sports facilities. That is why we've worked on a PPP model. And that is why we have secured a few influential parents who are willing to invest in sports development for the sake of our youth in Nigeria. And I speak of the fact that we want to at least provide or make available our plan to make sure that we have at least four FIFA standard football pitches. Right now, we have just one that meets FIFA standard. That is Oyo, and it belongs to the state government. Now, the federal government has four major stadiums in Kaduna, in Abuja, in Lagos, and in Ibadan. So our goal is to make sure that at least the football pitches and terraces in these four locations are ready so that we can host international football competitions, but also so that our youth, our domestic league, can also benefit from it. Like I said, we've had commitment from Alhaji Dangote, work with Sunstar. We're in talks with Chief Adebutu Pashitin for the National Stadium. It's in process. The Governor, His Excellency, Governor Erufa of Kaduna, after we met with him, we visited and inspected the stadium. We did a technical report. I finally written back to his sports commissioner that he was going to bring back the football pitch and also do extensive upgrade and repairs at the Amadou Bello Stadium. Talks are ongoing for the Liberty Stadium. So that's what we're talking about. We have a set goal and a vision, and we're working day and night towards achieving this goal. We've set a target for ourselves, and we're working on the public, on the private individual, and the good to make sure that we deliver on this promise.
We also talked about the need for grassroots sports development. And without having the mini stadiums in these local government areas or at the state level, we cannot develop sports. So we're also committed to working with state governors to make sure that we develop mini stadiums in most of the states in the country so that those stadiums can serve as muster point for youth development and also for sports development at the grassroots.
The Tokyo 2020 Olympic Games is just 8 months away. What are the plans in place to ensure that Nigeria actively participates in the Olympic Games and win medals?
Tokyo 2020 is less than 8 months away. And like I've always said, the preparation for Tokyo 2020 started years back at the level of individual development on the part of the athletes. Remember, some of them are foreign-based, some of them are home-based. And in the last 2-3 years, they've gone for competitions, they've gone for championships, they've gone for trials. That's all part of the training. The preparation has been on. It's not just this 8 months preparation. We're talking about what has lasted over 3 years. They've gone for championships, they've gone for trials, they've gone for tournaments, they've gone through qualifiers. Some of them are also going through qualifiers. These are competitions that prepares them. But we're focused on this last lap because it is critical that they go through the qualifiers that qualifies them to earn, you know, the opportunity to compete at the Olympics. And as a country, we have started, we have plugged into the Olympic spirit, we have reviewed our past participation, and we have taken note to make sure that we do the things that are critical. For instance, most of our athletes need support in terms of grants to be able to go for trainings, to be able to attend qualifiers, to be able to keep coaches with the right technical depth that would train them, tune them, and prepare them to compete with the best, and also to pay for their doctors, physiotherapists, and the rest. So we're working through the athletes' adoption program to make sure that we provide some level of financial support for them to be able to pay for this beyond what they will get eventually from the country. The preparation is as important as the day they will compete. That is ongoing.
That's Sunday Dare, Nigeria's Minister of Youth and Sports, and he spoke with Iron Mike Mbonye on the telephone from Venice, Italy.
Sporty greetings. This is Sunday Dare, Minister of Youth and Sports Development, Nigeria. You are listening to the Sunny Side of Sport on The Voice of America.
Samson Omale joins us now with a package of 2019 African sports highlights. Sporty greetings, Samson.
Sporty greetings to you, Sonny. The year 2019 got off to a great start for Liverpool and Egypt star striker Mohamed Salah in January 2019 when he was named as the Confederation of African Football Player of the Year, the second consecutive year. Mo Salah beat Liverpool teammate Sadio Mane of Senegal and Arsenal and Gabon striker Pierre-Emerick Aubameyang to the title.
The winner is Mohamed Salah.
This award for me is always, I always say this award for me is very big. I love it because I saw it when I was young. I had a dream to win it one day. So now I won it twice and I'm very proud to win it twice.
In July, Algeria's national football team ended a 29-year dry spell to triumph at the African Cup of Nations for a second time. The North African side beat Senegal 1-0 in the final in Egypt's capital, Cairo. Sports journalist Ferdinand Ubum and Opeyemi Akiode reflect on the 2019 Nations Cup.
I would have been surprised if Algeria had not won the Nations Cup. They had the best team spirit. They played the most spectacular brand of football right from the first round.
I think the key moment also for me, I had to look at the numbers of African coaches at that particular Nations Cup. Maybe aside of Nigeria that had a foreign manager in general.
Another high point for African sport in 2019 was the Rugby World Cup, where South Africa claimed their third Rugby World Cup with a historic 32-12 win over England in Japan. Captain of the South African national rugby team, the Springboks, Siya Kolisi, also made history as he became the first black man to captain the Springboks and first black man of any country to captain his side to World Cup glory. Siya Kolisi devoted the triumph to the people of South Africa with a grateful and gracious speech, preaching unity for the still divided nation.
To have a team like this, we know we come from different backgrounds, different races, and we came together with one goal and we wanted to achieve it. I really hope that we've done that for South Africa to show that we can pull together if we want to work and achieve something.
In athletics, Olympic gold medalist South Africa's Caster Semenya endured one of the most difficult years of her career in 2019. Earlier in the year, Semenya was faced with a challenge after a court of arbitration for sports in Switzerland ruled in favor of the International Association of Athletics Federations proposed regulations regarding athletes with differences of sex development. And that's a wrap of the major highlights of 2019. I am Samson Omale in Abuja, Nigeria.
Hello, sports fans. This is Paul Tergat, marathon champion from Kenya. You are listening to the Sony Side of Sports on the Voice of America.
Voice of America!
We heard Egyptian football star Mo Salah talk about winning his second African Player of the Year award in Samson Omale's highlight package. Will Salah win a third consecutive African Player of the Year trophy? That question will be answered on January 7th in Hurghada, Egypt. That's where the CAF Awards 2019 will be staged. Salah is once again a finalist for the top prize, along with Liverpool teammate Sadio Mane of Senegal and Manchester City man Riyad Mahrez, who captains the Algerian national team. Now, Mahrez had an excellent 2019 that included lifting the Africa Cup of Nations trophy with the Algerian team in Egypt. More than a few football fans, including my friend Prince Nesta, think that Mahrez is deserving of winning another trophy next week in Egypt. I'm Sonny Young, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America. Let's take a break now for these VOA programming announcements.
Hello, I'm Carol Castiel, host of Press Conference USA, VOA's newsmaker interview program. Join us each Saturday and Sunday when we talk with authors, analysts, and policymakers who provide fresh insight on topics ranging from U.S. politics and foreign policy to science, culture, and global health. You can listen to Press Conference USA on the radio or online at voanews.com/PCUSA. While you're visiting our website, be sure to subscribe to our podcast. We'd also love to hear from you. Just send an email to pcusa@voanews.com or connect with us on Facebook at facebook.com/CarolCastielVOA or on Twitter at CarolCastielVOA. That's Press Conference USA every Saturday and Sunday on The Voice of America.
Hi, I'm Helen Maroulis, Olympic champion for Team USA, and you're listening to The Sunny Side of Sports on The Voice of America.
Want to relax, unwind, or charge up? Then listen to Music Time in Africa this weekend. It'll do all that for you and more. I'm Heather Maxwell. I know good music, and Africa is my passion. Join me every Saturday and Sunday for 1 hour of commercial-free Pan-African music of the highest caliber. You get great music, music news, and amazing artist interviews from rising stars to superstars. This listen will take you places. So do it. Join me for Music Time in Africa, your weekend destination.
Thanks, Heather. We look forward to your next Music Time in Africa show. As we start a new year, a reminder that Music Time in Africa is the Voice of America's longest-running English-language program. The award-winning show first went on the air in 1965 with the late, great Leo the Music Man Sarkeesian behind the microphone. I'm broadcasting right now from Studio 22 at our VOA headquarters in Washington. The studio right next door, Studio 23, is dedicated to Leo the Music Man Sarkeesian. I'm Sonny Young, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on The Voice of America. My VOA colleague Jim Stevenson joins us now with a spicy package of sports news. And Jim says he'll be kicking off with the top-ranked Tigers of Louisiana State University and U.S. men's college football.
Go, Tigers! Go, Tigers! LSU!
No matter the outcome, the Tigers will win college football's national championship. The first team into the title game was number one-ranked Louisiana State University. The Tigers are coached by Ed Orgeron, who has not seen such a high-scoring offense in his years around football.
To see what those guys are doing out on the field, and me being a football fan, I'm kind of a fan. I'm like, hey, go ahead, guys. Way to go, man. It's incredible what this coaching staff has done, what these players have done, the connection that they have with the receivers, the protection on the offensive line. I've been a part of some good football teams, but I've never been a part of an offense like this.
LSU demolished the Oklahoma Sooners in the Peach Bowl 63-28, setting a single-game college football playoff record for points scored and 692 yards of total offense.
Now, not to think that we weren't going to stop them, but I felt that we had to put the pedal to the metal and get a big lead, which we did. So it does surprise me that they did the things that they did, but it does surprise me they did it with the ease that they did.
LSU was led by Heisman Trophy winning quarterback Joe Burrow, who tossed 7 touchdown passes covering 403 yards in the first half alone. That quickly demoralized Oklahoma and head coach Lincoln Riley.
We gave them a lot of plays with our mistakes. It's probably the most disappointing, there at the end of the half.
Another team nicknamed the Tigers will face LSU for the big trophy. Defending national champion Clemson won a hard-fought battle against Ohio State 29-23 in the Fiesta Bowl.
What a night. What a night. What a journey for our team. What a way to end a great decade tonight. Unbelievable decade that we just finished up and just really proud of our guys.
Clemson head coach Dabo Swinney found his team down 16-0 in the first half. But a stingy defense and a determined offense closed the gap to just 2 points by halftime.
It was pretty frustrating, but I thought our defense played great red zone defense. I think that was a real key in the game, that they were able to hold them to a bunch of field goals that gave us a chance to eventually find some rhythm offensively.
Penalties were a huge factor in the game and were heavily skewed against Ohio State. Coach Ryan Day had a game plan that was clearly exploiting Clemson weaknesses, but ultimately was frustrated that his team couldn't seem to get a break on the inevitable aspects of the game beyond their control.
In a game like this, where the margin for error is so tiny, one play can alter the game, and, it didn't seem like we got, any of those plays.
Clemson will try to become just the fifth team to win 3 national championships in 4 years, while LSU is making its first national championship appearance since 2011. The Tigers will play the Tigers January 13th in the New Orleans Superdome. While LSU coach Orgeron is happy it will essentially be a home game for his team, he knows much more than atmosphere is needed to claim the title.
It's going to be a great day. It's going to be a purple and gold crowd in that Superdome. The state of Louisiana is going to be on fire. But all those things doesn't win the football game for you. We have to prepare. We have to study. We have to be ready to play our best football game. Obviously, when you play in a national championship game, you'll be playing a very, very good football team. So all those things on the perimeter are nice. It's just like in a fight. When you get hit with the first punch, all that stuff goes out the window, and you got to play football.
Super Bowl 54 is the championship game 12 National Football League teams are trying to reach as the playoffs begin. No quarterback has been more successful in the big game than Tom Brady, who has guided New England to 6 Lombardi trophies. But he and the Patriots fell to the Miami Dolphins 27-24 in their final regular season game, but still made the playoffs as a wild card team.
It was a great chance for us to not play next week, so take advantage of it. We just didn't play good enough.
The Patriots will host the Tennessee Titans.
I think we got to, think about trying to win one game and, not think about, make things other than that.
Head coach Andy Reid was happy with his Kansas City Chiefs 31-21 victory over the San Diego Chargers and getting a little help from Miami.
All in all, great game and hail to the Dolphins.
The result gave Kansas City a first-round bye. Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes knew something good happened when the home fans began cheering.
Yeah, I mean, I found out when the fans kind of started going crazy, and then I asked around the sideline, but they kind of kept it away from us so we could focus on the game. Obviously, you want to get that bye to have that week off. It's basically like winning a playoff game and then getting to play a game at home. So we're excited for that, and we're going to keep building and keep trying to build this momentum and keep it going.
The Seattle Seahawks and San Francisco 49ers battled for their division title. Seattle coach Pete Carroll watched as his team just fell short at home, 26-21.
We had the opportunities. It was there in front of us. It was like a perfect win. It was a perfect way to win a championship. And unfortunately, you know, it just came up short by a couple of inches. But we already have to go and get rolling. Looking ahead, we play Sunday in Philly, and we got to go get that in order and get working in that direction.
The Seahawks will face Philadelphia as the Eagles beat the New York Giants 34-17. It's been a long season for Giants president John Mara.
It's not easy to sit in your stadium and watch fans from the other team. And that's happened too often this year.
The 4-12 Giants are one of several teams who fired their head coach, in this case, Pat Shurmur.
You know, these decisions are never easy, particularly when you have someone like Pat with his character, his integrity, his work ethic. But at the end of the day, we just didn't win enough games. And we believe that we have to move in another direction.
The Cleveland Browns and Washington Redskins will also have new head coaches next season. There is speculation the Dallas Cowboys will as well.
Yeah, I want to be the coach of the Dallas Cowboys. But we'll see what happens.
Jason Garrett has coached Dallas for the last decade. Despite a 47-16 season finale against Washington, the 8-8 Cowboys missed the playoffs.
Yeah, disappointing. It was out of our hands. You know, the biggest thing we talked about all week long was control what we can't control. That was going to be our preparation and how we played, and the guys were unbelievable this week.
Philadelphia's win eliminated Dallas and advanced the Eagles. Thrilling head coach Doug Peterson.
You should have been in there. You should have been in there because it was excitement. It was guys dancing. The music was going. Guys are excited, and it's a great feeling.
The Buffalo Bills and Houston Texans will try to keep that same winning feeling going, as will the Minnesota Vikings and New Orleans Saints in the other first-round matchups. Resting up this week with San Francisco and Kansas City are the Green Bay Packers and Baltimore Ravens. The ultimate winners from the American and National Conferences will meet in Super Bowl 54, February 2nd in Miami. ...2019 fielded many great moments in sports, including the United States winning the Women's World Cup in July after beating the Netherlands 2-0. It was a record fourth FIFA World Cup for the U.S. women. Forward Alex Morgan was happy to be part of another win and with her younger teammates.
I'm so excited to share this experience with my teammates, especially the ones who haven't experienced something like that. It's just such a great thing to have, just to rally the nation behind you. We feel like we've been in kind of a little bit of a bubble over in France, so now we get to feel just the magnitude of the impact that we've had here.
Host England won the Cricket World Cup in July after beating New Zealand in a nail-biting final that went into a super over. Ben Stokes was 84 not out as England tied New Zealand's score of 241 off the last ball and then scored 8 runs in the super over as England lifted the trophy for the first time. England vice captain Ben Stokes was happily surprised.
Shocking wave, yeah, this is not good. It's not obviously how you want things to work out, but it was written in the stars when things like that happen. As well as both teams standing on the road, you know. I think when stuff like that go your way, it's just sort of meant to be.
Ireland's new Open Golf champion Shane Lowry reflected on his remarkable victory in the tournament in July at Royal Portrush when he won his first major title by 6 shots.
It's been a mental sort of couple of days. Like I don't think it's fully sunk in yet, and I don't think it might be for quite some time. But I'm trying to enjoy it as much as I can. Like, it's just, to get a chance to win the Open Championship is like one thing, but to actually do it and then do it in Ireland as well, I mean, look, I couldn't have rolled any better.
And thanks to my VOA colleague, Jim Stevenson, for that spicy sports package. I encourage our VOA listeners to check out Jim's weekly Game Room podcast, which you can find via voanews.com. I also encourage our VOA listeners to follow the Sunny Side of Sports on Facebook and Twitter. My Facebook address is facebook.com/VOA Sunny. And my Twitter handle is @VOA Sunny Sports. And that wraps up the January 3rd edition of the Sunny Side of Sports. Thanks to Voice of America producer Bill Werkinger. Thanks also to VOA engineer PJ Elliott. And thank you for tuning in. I'm VOA Sunny Young in Washington. Happy New Year, everyone! And that's the Sunny Side of Sports.
I get it.
Hello, this is Peter Clotty, host of Nightline Africa. Please join us every Saturday and Sunday at 16 and 18 hours UTC. Nightline Africa is VOA's Africa's weekend show that provides news, features, and entertainment news about Africa and the world. Tune in. You will be glad you did. I guarantee it.
What are the primary foreign policy and national security challenges facing the United States as President Donald J. Trump enters his fourth year in office under the cloud of impeachment? On this annual edition of Encounter, host Carol Castiel discusses how the Trump administration will navigate foreign and national security challenges, even as the president faces an impeachment trial in the Senate. Listen for it on Encounter this Saturday and Sunday.
This is Science in a Minute.
University of Copenhagen researchers have extracted a complete human genome from 5,700-year-old chewing gum. They say it's the first time an entire ancient human genome has been extracted from anything other than human bones. The chewing gum, which is actually pitch or tar extracted from a birch tree, was found during archaeological excavations in southern Denmark. The scientists say they were also able to extract DNA from oral microorganisms and key human pathogens. After analyzing the genome, the scientists found that the ancient gum chewer was a female and was more closely related genetically to people from mainland Europe than those who lived in Scandinavia at the time. The genome also revealed that she probably had dark skin, dark hair, and blue eyes. I'm VOA's Rick Pantaleo.
The Voice of America's Global News Program, International Edition, brings you an in-depth look at the biggest news stories of the day. Nobody covers the world more comprehensively than VOA. Our correspondents gather the news and the views of the most seasoned experts on international issues. Tune in Monday through Friday at 3:30 and 17:05 UTC on The Voice of America.
Host Rick Pantaleo speaks with author Amy Webb, CEO and founder of the Future Today Institute, and futurist Mark Palatucci about the latest technological and digital trends for 2020. They will also discuss the role that nine of the biggest tech companies are playing in the development of artificial intelligence. Listen for it on Press Conference USA this Saturday and Sunday.
VOA's Learning English is available online at learningenglish.voanews.com. Check out our programs such as Let's Learn English, English in a Minute, Everyday Grammar, and many more. VOA's Learning English, your reliable source for learning English.
Want to relax, unwind, or charge up? Then listen to Music Time in Africa this weekend. It'll do all that for you and more. I'm Heather Maxwell. I know good music. And Africa is my passion. Join me every Saturday and Sunday for 1 hour of commercial-free Pan-African music of the highest caliber. You get great music, music news, and amazing artist interviews from rising stars to superstars. This listen will take you places. So do it. Join me for Music Time in Africa, your weekend destination.
We are always glad to have our listeners throughout Africa tuning in to our newscasts covering Africa and the world news. Tune in on top of each hour, 24/7. VOA is your trusted source of news and information.
This is VOA News. I'm Gene.